A lot of times we think about Mr. Rogers maybe from the children's TV show. Maybe this ages you, maybe it doesn't. Maybe you used to watch him as a child. Today I want to just talk about him. I've talked about him before. I have prints of his quotes in my bathroom, in my dining room. What he did, he changed the world. And there's lots of different ways that he changed the world. And I'm going to talk about an intimate way that he changed the world, because I think it's a lesson that if we carry it in our arsenal, it is the beginning and the seedling to the peace that we need.
You're listening to the Disarming Honesty podcast with Jenny Hanson-Lane. I spent the last decade or so studying emotional intelligence and the connection that it has to the entrepreneurial world. Join us on this journey as we use every day as our teacher, as we pursue our highest vision of ourselves. The show is dedicated to vulnerability and mindset as we explore the necessary paradigm shifts it takes to change our lives and pivot into profiting from our passions. No more playing small with our dreams. Let's go.
All right. Thank you for pressing play on this episode. I recently watched a story, an interview that Fred Rogers gave, and it just really touched me. I watched it with my four-year-old and he teared up and I teared up. And he told a story where he had a really difficult and overwhelming day at work. And just that information in itself took me by surprise, because it's like, you know, it's Mr. Rogers and it's the friendly neighborhood. So how could anything not go right inside of Mr. Rogers' world? Anyway, so one, he's like showing this vulnerable human emotion of like being stressed and overwhelmed. And he carried that emotion with him when he left work that day. He decided to stop by his kid's house to visit his grandchildren. But his kids weren't home, and the grandchildren were being babysat by a babysitter, and they were actually in the backyard. So Fred went back there and said hi to them, and they had the hose on and they were getting wet. And Mr. Rogers, right? Grandpa, Fred, whatever his name might be to them, he's like, don't get me wet. He's very, like, adamant that he doesn't want to get wet. And one of the, I want to say his name's Christopher, his grandson gets really close to him with the hose, and Mr. Rogers gets really mad. And in his own words, in a harsh voice, he said, that's it. That's enough. Turn off the water. And the little grandson did it immediately. And it wasn't until Fred was driving home in his car that he started, his conscience and his heart softened, and he started to feel bad for that interaction. And he called his grandson on the phone and said, I am so sorry that I carried my difficult and stressful emotions from work into the backyard. Like, he recognized that he carried that into his space. Like, his grandson was having fun and playing. And you know, Fred shows up with his mad steam and takes it out on the situation. And he didn't even get wet. And his little grandson said, it's okay, Grandpa. Everybody makes mistakes. And this was the emotional part, because Fred Rogers says, if I wouldn't have ever had that moment, I never would have tasted the feelings and emotions of sweet forgiveness from his grandson. And it is so funny, because in our house, I'm apologizing to my kids all the time. Like, I'm sorry if I made you feel that way. Because I don't ever want my kids to remember, like, this mom that's carrying around stress or steam from something else. People matter and they need to be validated. And I was just really grateful that I watched that with my little son. But it was just a reminder not to carry around that negativity. Find ways to release it, whether it's going on a walk or working out or a punching bag or push-ups or sit-ups. Don't eat your feelings. Just kidding. You choose. But understand that a lot of times that we do lash out on other people, it's because we are carrying some emotions around with us. And that was a really good reminder and just a sweet takeaway that, like, we're never done with the work that we do. Whether we run a children's show about kindness or we have to worry about anything in life, it is truly like the core for us to understand that people matter and that we can challenge those bad behaviors and root them out through apology and changing our life and becoming better. All right, you guys, love you. Peace out.